Last year, marijuana sales in Washington state raised $168 million in cannabis excise tax. This prompted a question for KUOW's Local Wonder.
My name is Maggie, and I live in Tacoma, Washington, and I'm interested in knowing where the proceeds from Washington state's legalized marijuana sales are going.
To answer Maggie's question, we sent out reporter Anna Boyko-Wyrock.
The cash starts flowing in places like the Greenworks Pot Shop in Lake City. One product for sale is pesticide-free weed from the Metau Valley. 4 grams for $30, including tax. Weed taxes are 37%, not to mention sales tax. For that bag of organic weed, Washington gets $7.57.
Y'all have a good night.
$4 of that goes to Medicaid. It gets about half of all marijuana revenue. Just down the street, at the Meridian Health Center in Northgate, the money helps patients like Lucas Alvarez.
Blood pressure is 120 over 80.
Alvarez has diabetes, but with Medicaid, he gets regular checkups and medicine. Through a translator, he says he couldn't afford coverage otherwise.
I think it's very good.
That it's useful
for
mantenernos con salud.
To keep us healthy.
Hola. It's good to see you.
Katie Verrier is a family nurse practitioner who takes care of Alvarez. Verrier says that insurance is vital for low-income and immigrant patients.
Without Medicaid, a lot of our patients would have to forego care and not get the preventative care and general wellness as well as sick care that they need.
Cannabis taxes also go to substance abuse prevention and drug education. $3 million has been spent on these PSAs.
Marijuana can change my brain chemistry, and I don't want anything to dilute my potential.
The Washington Health and Social Services departments get almost 12% of marijuana revenue, or about 90 cents from that bag of organic weed. The taxes also pay for that. MRI scans in a basement lab at the University of Washington. Research participants lay in the scanner, sniffing simulated weed smells.
While they're in the scanner, we're taking pictures of their brain and we're piping in the smell.
Professor Natalia Kleinhans uses brain scans to research addiction, drug cravings, and relapse.
If somebody has been trying to stop using marijuana and they walk by and they smell it, they'll start to crave marijuana. And addictions researchers think that this is one of the biggest, most critical symptoms that contributes to relapse.
Studies like this at UW receive less than 1% of cannabis revenue. Once the money's been divvied out, the rest goes to Olympia, to a man who lives on a boat in the harbor.
We do about 1 million banking transactions every month.
That's State Treasurer Dwayne Davidson. He doesn't get the money personally, but his office keeps track of the money and pays the state's bills. And yeah, Davidson told me he lives on a boat. In the 1920s, when state business was all done in cash, state revenue went into the basement of the Capitol in a vault, a very large vault.
It was actually brought to this site, and then when they built this building in the early 1920s, it literally was built around that. It's that large.
Now, cannabis revenue is deposited in a bank account called the General Fund. The state has something like automatic bill pay, where money gets transferred out to fund services like K-12 schools and higher ed. So buying that 4-gram bag of organic weed generates about $2.45 for the state's general fund, about a third of all marijuana revenue. And that money continues to grow. This year, Washington is expected to get over $300 million in cannabis taxes. In Lake City, I'm Anna Boyko-Wyrock for KUOW's Local Wonder.
This story was inspired by a question from listener Maggie in Tacoma. You can hear more stories from our Local Wonder series at our website, kuow.org. And while you're there, leave us your Local Wonder about the Puget Sound region. If your question is selected, a KUOW reporter will investigate it.